Welcome to LCGC's podcast, Transferring Methods to Compact and Portable HPLC. This podcast is brought to you by Accend Corp. Accend manufactures portable HPLC systems that reduce time, cost, and complexity of analytical testing. To find out more, please go to www.accendcorp.com. And now, here's your host for this podcast, the Senior Editor of Special Projects for LCGC, Shannon Stoltz.
Hello, everyone. This is Shannon Stoltz, Senior Editor of Special Projects for LCGC. Today, I'm here with Greg Ward, CEO of Accend. We're really excited to have you here today, so thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
To jump right in, liquid chromatography has been around for decades. Can you tell us what Accend's mission is and how it differs from those big box chromatography vendors that we're all familiar with?
So yes, today's chromatography systems are definitely here to stay. But Accend's mission and vision is to provide advantages to our customers who are trying to dramatically reduce the time and the cost and the complexity of their analytical research. So the Focus LC from Accend was the brainchild of Dr. Milton Lee from Brigham Young University, who's pretty well known in analytical chemistry and separation science. And the result is the Focus LC, which is the smallest and lightest system on the market. As a result, it can fit in a fume hood, it could be in a mobile lab, it could go in a BSL space. But the same things that make the Focus applicable to niche areas are the same things that make it work really well for pharma and industry. We use very small amounts of solvent, we take up minimal space, and we run on the well-known platform, software platforms or CDS systems that the pharmas are required to use.
Great, thank you. So you mentioned enabling customers. What are some of the specific benefits of the Focus LC that enables users?
Yeah, so let's talk about five of them. And they're essentially our value propositions. Some are similar, but they all are unique. So first one would be compact. I mentioned that. And that's the ability to put the tool where you need it because it just doesn't take up much space. And that's different than portable, which would be the second one. That could be moving it around within a lab or lab to lab. We had one customer that the lab to lab movement was literally from North Carolina to Utah, and they could easily bring the instrument with them and test a contract manufacturer's product that they're building or making for them. But it also could be things like an oil platform in the North Sea, or it could be in the field. There's lots of applications for portability beyond just being small footprint. Third one would be ease of use. So I did mention we work with the existing CDS systems, and those are required in areas like pharma where you have these high regulations. But there's also times within pharma where they just want fast data. And so we have developed our own software that is very simple to use, and it allows people to get the data they want quickly. It allows it to be used in academic settings with brand new users that have never seen CDS before and don't want a high learning curve. And we also have made a version of this that we call the analyzer, where we put it in the hands of non-chromatographers. Specifically, we delivered some instruments to the U.S. Air Force. And in that case, an 18-year-old airman is running it, and they certainly are not chromatographers. They just need a go-no-go tester, and we were able to do that. So ease of use from industry through new applications is a differentiator. And then total cost of ownership. So not just acquisition cost, but really, what does it cost to run this instrument? And I had mentioned as well that the maintenance contracts are less, the consumables are divide by 1,000 in acquisition and disposable. So we simply stretch a customer's budget by making the cost of ownership much lower. And then the last one, the fifth one, would be eco-friendly. So ESG, environmental sustainability and governance, right? Those goals have been talked about in corporations for probably a decade or more, but it's getting to the point where they're becoming actionable. I read a article from Ernst & Young recently that said these are here to stay, this is not a fad, and companies and employees are beginning to be measured on what they're doing to the reach their ESG goals. And specifically, and that could be green chemistry. So this is going to become more and more part of day-to-day decisions. And the Focus LC helps customers and corporations reach those ESG goals.
Yeah, very beneficial. Now, pharma and biopharma is definitely a significant portion of the LC market and highly invested in those large LC companies that we discussed earlier. Where does focus fit in pharma today, and where do you see it going tomorrow?
As you know, pharma companies are trying to figure out how to bring their products to market faster. And they're moving from what were large batch reactions to these microreactors, where they're putting the reactor inside a fume hood. And they want to put the LC or any of the other instrumentation directly inside the fume hood next to the reactor, rather than use some tube that goes up over the ceiling, or I've even seen it go through floors. So the Emerging Technology Consortium from the pharma community specifically sent out an RFP for what they called Compact HPLC. And we were able to win that bid and work directly with them. And they're using this specifically in what's called drug discovery and drug development. And it would be true really in any small molecule. It doesn't have to be pharma, but anywhere where you're looking at even small or large molecule discovery and development, and you're doing it inside a fume hood, and you want that tool right next to the reactor. We even had one customer that had a robotic platform where the chemistry was on the platform and the robot could draw a sample, it could dilute, it could heat, it could stir, and then push that directly into the LC. And in none of those cases can you put a legacy HPLC inside a fume hood, but the Focus LC you can. And then we're also finding that the Focus expands available bench space. So bench space is just becoming more and more expensive. It's just fact of life. And instead of building a new building, if you can maximize the efficiency of your bench space, that is very attractive. So the compact footprint, again, allows them to just put more instruments per linear foot of bench space. But another one that was interesting is these pharmas have multi-floor buildings, not necessarily skyscrapers, but 2 to 3 floors is not unusual. They are restricted in the number of LCs they can put on floors 2 and 3 because of regulations on flammable materials. It would take more than 70 of our instruments to equal one regular instrument, legacy instrument, in terms of the amount of solvent. So our 15 milliliter vials, you can now use floors 2 and 3 of buildings and literally expand the available bench space to pharmas without having to build new facilities.
Great, thank you. And looking outside of pharma, what markets and applications do you see the Focus LC addressing?
Additional markets, there's actually quite a few, and they just keep expanding. Some that have come to mind are industrial cleaning validation for specifically kettle cleaning in industry. It could be fuels. It could be a lot of different areas in oil and gas itself. Academia, we have really good traction just because it's a very easy to use tool. It's flexible, it's portable, and they really like the minimal maintenance and service contracts. We have government or military, could be explosives, could be biomarkers, and that could be with or without a small footprint mass spec. It could be point of care, it could be drugs of abuse, remote clinics, basically anything that is at line or online or really truly portable.
So you mentioned mass spec. Can the Focus be used with mass spec or other technologies? Like, what else would be important for our listeners to know about Focus?
So absolutely. LC-MS is kind of state of the art in the industry. That's what a lot of customers need, not all the time, but when they have an unknown or when they have very low concentrations, that is the tool of choice. And we have been able to pair our instrument with a broad range of mass spectrometers, from single quads, triple quads, ion traps, time of flight, you know, high resolution mass specs. Basically, anything, any mass spec that has an appropriate source that works with the capillary flow rates will match well with the Focus LC. So you're down to just what's the fluidic connection and what's the IO. And we have flexibility for that communication on the electrical side, the input output, and the plumbing is pretty straightforward. So we get set up really quickly and get data really fast with a broad range of LC-MS or LC-MS-MS. And then there's also, just recently, it was really nice, one of our customers worked on and had a peer-reviewed paper that they just published in the Journal of Separation Science. And they demonstrated that they could get the same data from the Xcend Focus LC coupled with a range of mass specs as they could with traditional legacy HPLC and mass specs, proving to themselves that, yep, this tool works. I can get what I need when I want the mass spec, and I can get all the benefits of the low solvents. And it's, I think, relatively well known in industry that capillary is an ideal flow rate in these microliters, single digit microliters per minute. With mass spec, you get higher efficiency out of that instrument in and of itself. So the fundamental thing that people need to understand about the Xcend Focus LC is that it is a robust instrument that delivers the same chromatographic results as legacy HPLC, but with the benefits of being compact, inexpensive to operate, and green.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for that informative overview, Greg. Again, we really appreciate you being here today and sharing your insights. This has been Shannon Stoltz, Senior Editor of Special Projects for LCGC. Thanks to all for listening.
You've been listening to LCGC's podcast, Transferring Methods to Compact and Portable HPLC. This podcast is brought to you by Xcend Corp. Xcend manufactures portable HPLC systems that reduce the time, cost, and complexity of analytical testing. To find out more, please go to www.xcendcorp.com.